some very murky, mysterious sounds on your Monday morning. It is time for an injection of brand new music for 2SER 107.3. Andrew Kuduri, a music director, joins me in the studio. Andrew, good morning.
Morning, Mitch.
What's this stuff?
Well, it's a fellow with a new group. A fellow from Berlin who's been here a couple of times and wowed the opera house a couple of times. His name's Nils Frahm, and he's a pianist and composer who, over the last few years, he's just been tireless with his work ethic, and he's been also relentlessly inventive. Pianist and composer, very much entrenched for a while in that world that he doesn't like the term that's been applied to it, neoclassical, but he does have a very classical reach to his composing. But over the past few years, he's moved that kind of sound into electronic, dub, and techno fields. And he also wrote a couple of film soundtracks that had a very cavernous, ambient feel to them as well. Now he's involved in this group called Non Keen, which is a really interesting one because it's a group flanked by childhood friends of Nils Frahm's that date back to primary school days.
Whoa, going back.
Yeah, so obviously these guys were making music way back when, and they've shaped these pieces comprising this new album, The Gamble, over the best part of a decade. So they started this a long time ago, and they've all got their own things happening, and when time permitted, they worked on these tracks. So they've been kicking around a while, and you can tell that Nils Frahm's love of dub filters is pretty much echoing throughout what this music is. It's a pulsating set of sounds, very moody movements. It kind of comes off a little bit like Derek May, who's one of the techno legends rewriting songs for Kraftwerk. It's got that very moody sound about it. But in between those two kind of poles, you've got Nils and company dropping all these textures. There's a little bit of exotic jazz. There's minimalism. There's even the kind of meditative new age sound to it as well. And, you know, to me, that might sound really frivolous in other people's hands, but there's a real precision that Nils Frahm's always had with composition, and his old mates are really equal to the task.
Let's get back in there.
Non Keen there. The album's called The Gamble, and it's out now.
We're talking brand new music for the week here at 2SER 107.3 with Andrew Kuduri joining us this morning. What's the next musical treat you got up your sleeve over there?
Well, the late career resurgence of American soul legend Mavis Staples continues with all the steam and spirit that she started her work with the Staples Singers. Just a really fantastic singer, and just really captures a lot of American music. So she had her two previous albums produced by Wilco's Jeff Tweedy, and this latest one, which is called Living on a High Note, it sees her working this time around with someone I'd call a bit of a vintage sound fetishist, M. Ward. And the songs on this album were written specifically for her and this album by the likes of Nick Cave, Bon Iver's Justin Vernon, Nico Case, Tune Yards. M. Ward's, of course, got one in there. And yeah, look, it's a fantastic record. M. Ward's production, look, it's still got that down home and earthy touch that Jeff Tweedy gave the previous two albums that Mavis Staples released, but also really plays to Staples' booming voice. It's got a bit more brass in it, a bit more gospel arrangements, and it kind of picks up the pace by comparison to those last two albums. I think it's made to be a feel-good record, and it just hits that mark. It feels really good.
The simplest things can be the hardest to do. Can't find what you're looking for, even when it's looking for you. The judge and the criminal, the sinner and the priest, got something in common, bring them all to the knees. Do what you can, do what you
love and trust there from Mavis Staples and her new album, which is produced by M. Ward. It's called Living on a High Note.
Looking forward to digging into that this week. We're talking brand new music for the week here at 2SER 107.3 with Andrew Kuduri. One last little treat to leave us on a Monday. What will you finish with this
morning? We're going to keep it kind of rootsy, but we're going to go local. I'm going to talk about a guy from Sydney called Adam Young, who did time on guitar with two of his city's indie rock faves, circling the 90s and the 2000s. they were the Daisy Grinders and Big Heavy Stuff. And both those bands had their kind of way with that thump and pummel approach that came with the grunge era of that time. But Young's playing, look, it had that rough edge, but more allegiance to the ragged country rock of Crazy Horse more than Nirvana, for example. Yeah, so he stepped out solo for the first time with his debut album, Elementary Carnival Blues. And that ragged country streak, look, it's in glorious full bloom on this album. I think it's a triumphant gem of alt country. So if alt country is your thing, you're going to want to know about this record. Alt country playing, alt country style storytelling, but this record's also enthralled to classic pop melody that may be really the only line back to his indie roots, that kind of 90s classic pop melody, but really thankfully so. And what really makes this album such an accomplished first turn from Adam Young is I think there's a real deep joy to all the songs. Doesn't matter what the subject matter is, just the way he invests his soul into these songs, it's just really immediate. I think heart's equal to craft here, and every feeling counts in what I think is a real big picture record. So that's Elementary Carnival Blues from Adam Young.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to be launching it on March the 19th at the Marrickville Bowling Club.
All right, there you go. For more information, check out the new music review. It's called 7up at 2ser.com. Angie Kuduri, thank you so much.
See you next week.
See you then.
Don't bother crying, 'cause I got a secret.